Want better seats at Summer Jam? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to upgrade you with dope seats. Come early to meet their healthcare advocates at 5 o'clock in the park outside UBS Arena. They're fighting for better healthcare for their friends, families, and communities. Join their movement for a chance to win. That's Sunday, June 2nd at 5 p.m. at Summer Jam at UBS Arena. Ticket holders eligible only. May hop by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
You seen that before? Yeah. It's like it's a backpack they were selling in Mexico. And it just a Sonic on like this, and it says Obama. This man, big Obama.
That's fine.
It's lit. I would have that. It's like,
since I was 14. I swear by now I know him and I swear that he know me. I always pitch a dollar but never give him a dream. Can't give him hope knowing this situation won't change. We might shoot the shits, but a combo got no range. Charisma of a king, but I know that he's seen.
Her name is not Amy.
I thought it was Maria.
Maria?
I told
the
you.
White, the white, the white, the white hedgehogs.
Wings? With the bat wings?
With the bat wings. The
no,
fake,
it's not Amy.
The fake Morgan.
Oh, you're talking
Rouge.
About a
Rouge. Well, guess what? This is the next episode of Bad Business. It's your boy, Barack.
Yo, it's your boy, Danny.
Very, 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 very special guest today. Danny, would you like to introduce them?
Yo, we got here with us VGA, three very handsome fellas sitting across
very
from
handsome.
Us.
Very handsome. Oh, my
two
God.
Two of them.
I want to jump the table
fitted.
Tonight.
I love being handsome.
introduce yourselves, guys.
Oh, so we can start with myself. This is SB, a.k.a. Soul Brandon, a.k.a. Brandon Life, here in your digital, metaphysical, and interpersonal spaces.
Ooh, yeah.
This is your boy Luigi, also known as Stash, repping Uptown in the building, kicking it, one of the co-founders of VGA.
Uptown, Uptown.
My name is Ivan, a.k.a. Nobbies, and I wish I had a better intro. This is what I got.
Thank you guys for pulling up. So VGA, what does that stand for?
Very gentlemanly
attire.
Americans.
America.
Very gentleman attire. No, it's VGA is an acronym for video game amateurs.
Video game amateurs, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And so the idea of the amateurs is that it is a Latin word for amateur, which means we do things for the love of it. So
yeah. Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Yeah, right? There's a little bit of
it's
thought.
Not like beginners. Video game for beginners. Right. Beginners. You guys
that's
obviously
video
not.
Game lovers.
I play Brian a lot online.
Yeah, you told me y'all be bumping into each other.
Yeah,
right?
I do.
I run into my ranks. We got ranked beef, bro. We got ranked beef.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah.
Like, I'm like, wait a second.
Shit.
I
how
know
does
this
that
guy's
happen?
Name.
Yeah, because my name is obvious. It's like Baghdadi or just my name, Barack.
Yeah.
And he'll DM me like, that was you. I'm like, I knew it.
But it's like,
and I'm not gonna lie, I start trying hard. I'm like, wait, I know him.
I gotta put
like,
on.
I gotta. I run a video game brand. I can't be out here not
macking. It was Street Fighter. Yeah, it was Street Fighter. You know,
is it that small online? The pool of
no,
people?
It's not small at all. It's just like, that's why it's surprising when you bump into somebody.
Yep.
How did they do it? Like regionally?
It's
regional. It's like okay. It's server based. So yep. If you're like in that one server, like in Tekken, is America 1? It'll be like East Coast America 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway. So you don't play like a Japanese kid that like kills you.
No, the server is terrible. I tried. Anyway, yeah.
So how'd you guys start VGA?
Yeah,
take us
you guys start?
To the roots of it all.
Oh man,
it's funny because it literally started from just us gaming. In his old apartment, uptown, in the Heights.
Ivan's apartment.
No, Brandon's, SB's apartment. So his apartment used to be, we used to have a space called the Green Room, right? So the Green Room was literally, as what it stands for, a green room. One, because he was doing a lot of like digital work through there. You know, he is the IT guy. I am far from it. However, I am not a wimp. I do know my IT stuff. He's just doing that's ahead of it in that sense. Also, my guy right here. This is the developer. He's the IT guy. And I'm just myself, right? So the green room, we was all playing games. Just literally just spent hours and hours and hours just playing games. Different people, different games. Smash Brothers, Dragon Ball Fighter. You name it, we was just playing all together. But it ultimately all came together in one game. And that's the game that I'm going to let him bring in because I'm not the best at it. He's the one that started playing it.
I mean, Dragon Ball Fighters. So really what that went up starting it was E3. I will never forget seeing Dragon Ball FighterZ announced at E3 because that essentially changed everything. At that time, I was not even gaming as much. I was working in virtual reality, augmented reality, doing a whole bunch of other fun
stuff. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. That's how the green room even started. And when I saw Dragon Ball FighterZ, I was like, yo, fam, there's no way I'm not playing this game. This is the Dragon Ball Z game that I've wanted all my life, right? Like, yeah, this is Dragon Ball Marvel.
Well, what VR and AR work were you doing? That sounds interesting.
Yeah. Oh, man. So that's a past life at this point. But I mean, so, you know, I was actually one of the first people in New York chosen to get the HoloLens. And so, you know, I was working with essentially the same device that Apple just released, the Apple Vision Pro, circa 2015, right? Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah, it wound up affording me a lot of great opportunities. But unfortunately, you know, just, you know, gaming is my passion.
I feel that.
And, you know, that wound up when we saw Dragon Ball FighterZ. We just so happened to have all the great technology that I'd already had and built for the VR stuff. I was like, yo, guys, let's get together and just game. And literally, I love this image of Funky Kong with BGA because I kid you not, our first logo was made on Microsoft Paint. Right? We're big tech guys, but we're like, you know, this ain't doing whatever. I'm like, if we're going to play FighterZ, we at least got to stream it, all right? Yeah. Bare minimum. We got cameras, we got mics, let's stream it, cool. All right, what are we going to call ourselves? So that was our first stop. It was actually me and one of our other previous co-founders, shout out to Damien, and a good friend of mine, Alex Benju. And we were, I worked at a school not too far from there, and we just got together, chopped it up. I'm like, all right, what are we going to call this? And I'll never forget, Alex is like, yo, we should be the pros, the professionales, right? And I'm like, bro, but we're not that good.
Right, like, you're going to show up to a tournament.
You know what I mean?
You never like, know yo, what's going to happen.
You know, we're going to pull up. The professionals just pulled up and get washed.
It's scary. Yeah.
You know,
so something like, neutral.
Yeah, exactly. We need something that's just going to rated E for everyone.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? And so let's bring that together. So we wind up landing on Video Game Amateurs.
You're underselling your abilities almost.
Yeah, that's because you know, what was cool about that is that we found there's nothing really between a professional and amateur, right? Yeah. Like in difficulties, you have easy, medium, and hard, right? Like there's always something in the middle, but there's nothing like that between those two terms. And I think as we grew as a brand, that's where we started to really hone in on that and define it and really separate it, right? Separate what amateur means and how it's not related to being professional at all, right? It's more rooted in doing something because you love it, more rooted in because like, hey, then you know, this is my passion and this is where I like doing things on, right? So anyways, it's yo, we made that joint on Microsoft Paint, took like no more than like 10 minutes, left it alone, and then just started randomly streaming. And then from there is when Smash Bros. Came. And I think Smash Bros. That's when
Ultimate.
And that's
on
where,
the Switch.
Yep. And that's where these two gentlemen started getting more involved. Maybe you want to share how that story and how Ed came through.
Yeah. No, so then I mean, we had the bright idea of saying, well, listen, we Brandon here has a railroad apartment, you know, 3-bedroom. We're like, listen, we can find like 20 dudes to just come in and play, you know, as great as that sounds. And you say it out loud. No. So then we were just.
It's a Diddy crib. Jeez.
Right. So we had.
No Diddy.
Bad Boy video games right here. You heard it first.
But then, you know, we started just reaching out in forums and different servers, Discord servers. I think Discord is even still popping up, right? And so then came, you know, a bunch of people came through, loved it. And then we said, well, clearly we just can't be doing this in an apartment. You know, we ended up meeting some really dope players. And then these guys somehow found a good little venue and said, hey, let's just take it to a venue. Let's just see, like, if people are down to just keep playing tournaments in just a bigger space. But the caveat is we didn't want to just play games for the sake of playing games. We still want to make a really fun, interactive experience. Like, how do we bring, like, that spirit of, like, Uptown and all of that, you know, that culture, but also bring it within gaming?
What was the venue?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, no, it was an OS NYC.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
What's up.
That was, like, right after they opened, too. So it was, like, 2019.
Yeah, but even during that time too. I mean, granted, we had no money. We just brought all of our own equipment, and like we just said, hey, like you know, let's just come and do.
Oh shit! That's the joint in the Canal Street.
That's in Canal Street. Yeah.
Okay. But, yeah, I can see where it makes sense. To Smash Bros. They have a really big Smash Bros. Community.
Yeah, they have like a huge screen. Yeah. They have a bunch of you know they had all of this.
Dope spot.
But and there were some really cool people who came to like kind of compete there. But a lot of even the people who just never seen like you know who came from the Bronx other places, they're like, yo, we've never seen something like that to be able to bring it together.
So one of the things that stood out was the venue. You know,
of course.
I'm 36. I'm not afraid to say my age, but I grew up with Discovery Zone, Laser Tag, right. Like
kids aerobics.
That ESPN zone, like places where people could have fun at, right? Yeah. But me, I'm a gamer. We never really... I used to go to the laundromat of the pizzeria to play like Street Fighter,
Marvel, X-Men,
you know what I'm saying? And, you know, my homeboy was the one that put me on to OS. And he was like, yo, go play. They're having the Smash tournament. So I grabbed this bird, SB. We go together and... Yo, it was popping. Yo, they had T-Pain perform for the opening night. Like,
for real?
It was sick. Yeah, it was sick.
What the fuck?
It was like a soft launch. Yo. Right? Like, party that
they had.
It was
like the video game SOBs.
I'm going to be honest. Yo, legit. I feel like I missed out. I never been to this place.
It's cool. OS, it's such a different place. And I'm going to give us flowers real quick. The place definitely changed up a lot after where our presence was there. Mm-hmm. Because thankfully and gratefully, we do really cool stuff. And our community supports us. They're behind us with almost anything we do if it's in the positive range, right? So when we did our events, our first two pre-pandemic, they saw, wow, these guys are bringing their own stuff, their own this, their own that. We want to kind of like replicate this to our own extent because we don't got a space. Again, we ain't have no bread.
Yeah.
We're going to Yes Space to make your space look popping. It's all like seasoning. Like when you cook food, you season it. We came with our little seasoning, our own adobo. We added it to the mix. And it took OS to the next level. And that's family. We still great with them. They're still good.
We just recently did our Tekken event over there in February.
My favorite thing about the FGC is like it, as long as they hear there's something going on, they didn't even give a fuck. They'll pull up.
Yep.
And then that's where like you start mixing. And the thing is I really feel like once the 2000s hit, like Chinatown Fair was dying out, MVC community died, and the MVC community was heavily hood.
Yeah.
Heavily hood. Deep. So that's why I feel like it's great y'all went there. Y'all introduced the hood back. Like, yo, we play probably better than y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So open the doors up
again.
Because last time I went to OS, I chilled out, but they had the hip hop gamer was there.
Yeah,
shout out to hip hop gamer, homie. Facts. And they did that the Street Fighter collab.
Street Fighter, yep.
Yeah, and that wouldn't have happened if, like, you know, like, yeah, like I said, open the door. Because we play too.
Yeah, yep. The thing is, you can have a space, right? And the space could be dope, but what are you doing to make the space really dope? And us coming in with our own, like, ideas of how we're gonna like facilitate our events, bringing in vendors, what do we do this? Like, it really catapulted it, and we literally did not know it was gonna take us to that level. So then pre-pandemic in February of 2020, we held our last event, and we had like 150 people pull up. Yeah. And we're in our mind is like, who are we? Like, like straight up, who are we to have everybody in this space together, right?
Yeah.
And what happened there? The pandemic. And then, you know, that's a whole nother conversation that we could have as we converse about the progress of VGA per se.
No one saw it coming.
Nobody. Yeah. And it's okay because you literally just have to restructure in life in any single way possible. And that's just life, period.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, while the pandemic was happening, I still wanted to do an event. Like, literally, like, the world is falling apart, and I think we had an event scheduled. When was it for? Was it for April, I think?
Yeah. March 20th or something like that.
Yeah, it was either March or April, like, as the world falling apart. And I was like, no, but can we do it though? And everyone, them too. No,
I
don't
like
do it.
You could probably
do one
like digitally. It's like people could join like lobbies and servers and all that shit. It's not the same experience.
Well, you know what?
Yeah, that's actually a great thing that you mentioned that, because then we had to pivot and say, all right, well, we have this idea of like having an all day like an event, right? So then how do we do it digitally? So we did panels with like some people from like gaming industry, from the brands there. We did a whole Smash tournament. We did
online.
We had all that. Yeah.
So we were throwing 12 hour digital
Discord
events.
Discord based? What was it? Twitch?
No. All on Twitch. So actually, big shouts to our homies on from 9 a.m. Banger, right? Because they kind of put the battery in the back for this. So right when the pandemic hit in April, they decided to do a charity project to donate to Presbyterian. And what they wanted to do was get, I think, what was it, 13, 14 DJs together and do like a 12-hour DJ party, right? Not that time, you know, not everyone was very functional on Twitch. Not everyone really, you know, Zoom parties weren't even really a thing yet. But they were like, hey, we want to do this. We want to figure it out. They got in touch with our boys from Hallucinated. Shouts to Steve and Alex. They're our boys, our peeps also. And they hit me up because I worked with them when I was doing a lot of VR stuff. They're like, hey, 9 a.m. Banger wants to do link together 14 different DJs. How can we do this? And I'm like, okay, that sounds great. I'm like, are they coming over here? And they're like, no, from their houses. I was like, okay. do they at least know how to stream? Do they know anything? No, not really. I was like, all right, great. Let's do it.
That's a big project.
Yeah, yeah. So the idea was we were going to bring in the hallucinated peeps. They were going to connect into my station in the crib to add visuals, right? And then now, okay, visuals and the overlay, I'm the main production station. Now all we need to do is get the people from all the DJs from wherever their cribs are, right? So I spent about a week connecting with all of them, making sure they could stream, making sure they can do whatever they needed to do. And I'm like, all right, now I just need them to stream somewhere. And so, you know, well, now 9 a.m. Banger may find this out, but Steve and Alex know. So I didn't really have a plan on that. I did a lot of Googles. I had 40, 50 tabs open on what could theoretically work.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, you know, that's that. So then it was set for Saturday, and 9 a.m. Banger, they got started at 9 a.m. So that was a Saturday. So Friday night, Alex and Steve come over. They're like, all right, cool. So how we looking? And I'm like, well, you know, I'm about to start seeing if we can make this work. They're like, all right, well, how confident are you that this is going to work? I'm like, well, I read enough forums. This should probably work. So the idea was that I was going to actually build out my own stream servers. So I got a digital host. I was going to build out stream servers and essentially have A and B, where DJ A can connect to server A, right? And then I pull from that server since it's mine. So whatever they pushing to in the feed, I pull from that. And then when DJ 2 comes, they go to server B. And then I pull that. And then I have two scenes on OBS that I can alternate.
You were DJing
through.
While the DJs were DJing.
Right? And then while the VJs are VJing while I'm DJing the DJs. Yeah, yeah.
I like that. Genius, man.
And so, well, genius only by the grace of God, because we had to start at 9 a.m. And I think I finally got it working at somewhere around like 8:30.
Like a mad scientist.
Yo, and I kid you not, like, we stayed up all night, right? I was in my Christmas Story onesie looking like a pink rabbit or a pink nightmare at that point. And I'm just in there vibing, and I'm like, all right, cool, man. Like, let's, you know, I remember 6 a.m. It wasn't working at all. We couldn't connect. We couldn't do anything. And then they were like, hey, what are we going to do? And I was like, I'm just going to take a break. They're like, wait, but you know this starts in 3 hours. Yeah, this is the time to take a break. So I think I got a beer, right? Like, and I got an egg sandwich, and we're gonna wait for like an hour. And I was like, something's going to click. Hour and a half later, it did. The event went off with like a huge success. We raised close to $14,000 for Presbyterian. I mean, yo, that was all them. Like, we're just the tech guys, right? And it worked. And that was honestly the launch point for what we were able to do, right? Because now, guess what? Our repertoire includes two stream servers. Guess what we just did? Connect 14 different people from anywhere that they were at. And able to bring in their feeds to us and output that directly as a production platform, right? Like, so now I talk to these guys. Well, hey, you guys want to do another event?
Easy.
And then now, shouts to Ivan, who really built some great connections. Shouts to Luigi, who also, me and Luigi during pandemic were actually playing DJ battles. So we would actually watch Twitch and try to find who was the better DJ, and then go to each other's house and like share each other's like Twitch DJs. Like, no, this person's better. No, this person's better. Which now we made like lifelong friends with from a lot of them.
So we just pivoted, right? Like he said, because we was doing physical events and the momentum was hot, but right away it was like, that's it. Like, nobody could do anything no more. Outside is dead. And digitally, he was able to pivot to that. We was able to work together as a crew. Some of us spoke to DJ. Some of us are friends with DJ outside, like on a regular. And it just kept going. It kept like, what can we do different? Because obviously, nobody's out there, but you can see digitally, it's literally TV. Twitch is TV. So we're producing a whole 12-hour event. Again, like he said, we have panels, DJs, we have guest streamers who play certain games with us.
I can see that, yeah.
And it's just, that is what production is. Like, you produce something that's going to be really dope, right? And, you know, through all of the connections that we had through the pandemic, all the people that we spoke with, we was able to utilize everybody and say, hey, come with us. Let's do something. Let's work together. You know, DJs, you're not spinning nowhere. There's no venue. Mm-hmm. However, we was able to provide funds through stuff that was raised, you know, within our end. And everybody was winning at the end of the day. And ultimately, like, I'm grateful that he knows that. These two knuckleheads know that whole part of streaming. I stream because of their help. However, I don't know the whole layout, the way they do it. And it was just really dope to know that, yo, we gave away Xboxes, PlayStations during that tenure. We was one of the like the leading video game companies to sanity. Do so. Yeah, OD.
Yeah, I don't know, weird way as I'm like bending over for this. Oh, I was trying to. Oh, I was like, what? I was trying to like semi lift it. For those who have not seen it,
you're about to put
it.
That sexy move.
I swear, yeah, we do work on this. We do work on this. No, yeah, but so no, and even
I need a table magic.
And even then, we were we just kept asking for each other, like, you know, what's next? What's more? We did a Christmas special, a VGA Christmas special. Obviously, that's what we gave away. Although we, you know, did these Xboxes, a PlayStation, when no one could find them. We also did like Women's History Month event. We did Apex Legends tournaments. We did, I mean, everything that could have been done under the sun tournaments. We did Mono's Mondays, and that was kind of a thing. People started really understanding who we were, what the brand looked like, how we were able to kind of elevate and kind of evolve it. It kind of had a life of its own where people really did expect us to show up Monday to Friday, even sometimes Saturdays and Sundays to sort of get that content, whether it be through like Luigi, myself, or Brandon. And then it just started kind of like having a life of its own.
Beautiful.
Yeah, until I guess, you know, then the, I guess the pandemic semi-stop. People started coming outside.
I think I remember y'all doing some Among Us stuff around that time.
Oh, yes, yes, yeah. We did. Yeah, I was always the guy that people wanted to throw out first. But it was good. I mean, we had plenty of content. But it also taught us, too, like, I think what was great about like VGA, at least during the pandemic really allowed us to grow, but also allowed us to also look at what content creation looked like, the scope of like gaming, the scope of just like where things were going, you know?
You know what I noticed too? You just reminded me, Among Us, I've seen people that never played games before getting on games because of you guys, which is awesome. Like, you know, that's great. You guys are really like pushing the objective, you know? You guys are really doing it, introducing people that never played to like playing.
I see that you guys also work with like schools, the public school system, and the kids there. Can you talk about that?
Oh man, yo, it's crazy because just the way everything just came together, it's always been organic, right? Like it's obviously been effort and intent, but always very organic. So the school stuff actually also stemmed from our start in the pandemic. So because of all the digital production stuff. One of the opportunities that we got, shouts to Danny Pena, who has a really great relationship with us. he actually got us in touch with HITN, the Hispanic Information Telecommunications Network, that back in 2020 really wanted to do an esports bootcamp for 6 schools in Chicago, wanted to hold a tournament, wanted to engage the kids, get a lot of talent involved. And so they brought us on to assist with production and also assist with managing the kids, managing the tournament, and it was dope. And so you know, we wind up doing that project hit out the park, right? Like it was great. It was on Telemundo, on Univision, you know. Hey. Yeah, we were big in the Spanish
Casa Sarado.
and then that kind of went quiet for a little bit up until I think 2022 is when HITN started re-engaging us to start working with 5 schools, one in each borough throughout the city. And so that's where we started developing content for that program, as well as actually supporting the program physically and with equipment. So we actually brought all our equipment to the schools. We helped facilitate the programming and really started doing a boot camp with them. That's now moved forward into 2023 and then 2024, where we still do support this program. Program's called Conduit. It's really focused on just general esports coaching, but that has actually inspired us, circa starting last year, to develop our own programming. So we actually started working with teachers, a curriculum developer, shouts to Reynaldo, a tech sales lead, shouts to Gio, shouts to Luis. Shouts to Sonia, right? Like, always credit to all the peeps who helped this.
You always
move.
Need a Sonia on the team.
Sonia.
Yeah, they hold it down.
What games are the kids into?
So right now we do it with Smash, right? Like, so Smash is like the universal starter. We mostly work with middle schools right now, so that's been super great and it's cool. But the high school kids are definitely at like a step above. As we started to work more and more with DOE and even with the mayor's office, so like recently last year we did hosted the Battle of Boroughs event for the mayor's office. So that's like a huge Minecraft
tournament. You got Eric Adams playing Smash?
No, they're doing, that's Minecraft.
Nah, the dance team, they're doing DDR, bro.
No, it's so crazy how just gaming is just everywhere, yeah, right? Dude, it's embedded in everything. And like, because I guess of how, like you've brought up, how welcoming and how like, hey, anyone can do it, like our mentality is, right? Like we kind of get thrown into it organically, right? And yeah. And so now, you know, with we mainly coach on Smash and then also are now tying our traditional curriculum with the teachers that we work with to fit the career pathways. So like they have a game development pathway that we found out recently is only done in 2 out of the 2,000 New York City schools. CUNY just launched their own game development programming, which, you know, they're steadily growing that and getting more students into it. But something that at least New York City has seen and wants to offer, it's just the school system is just not built to support it yet. And there's no real other program other than even us right now that even has a plan to do that, right? Like a lot of the other competitors and even the ones we support only real focused on just the coaching part of it, just the game part of it. And what we learned through our own journey is that, guess what? You can be in this industry and not be good at games, right?
I mean, look at Kai Sanat.
You know what I'm saying?
Speed. Smash speed is pretty good.
No, it's so funny that you said Smash is like the gateway entry level, because I remember in like eighth grade, we went to a Melee tournament in our block.
Yeah.
There was a local video game store that was doing it. And we like made it all the way to the finals. And
Fox and Link.
These two guys that we've never seen before showed up with their own like remotes that were like programmed with macros and shit.
Wow. That's how it is.
They fucking chewed us up.
Yeah, they're 10 years older than us.
It was, we were in like eighth grade. It was so disheartening. We were like, I'd never want to do
this. But that's how you do it.
No, that's me at all our boot camps.
What's his name? King Jr., the kid playing Tekken right now. He grew up in the FGC. He's playing like 13 years old. Playing like Pog Chop and all these motherfuckers.
Well, that's because I think his father also came from like that. It's a family affair at that point.
Yeah, it just, you know, it's good. And you know, speaking about Smash and stuff, just an idea, I'll throw it out. Like, have an internet cafe MOBA game, 5v5, team-based, team-building program.
That's
like an Overwatch with kids.
So yeah, I mean, in a perfect world, we'd love to have. I mean, I love Pokemon.
Of course,
Unite.
The fun.
I love all this stuff. Yeah. There's also that too, and it also like what works as like a collaborative. I personally think that Rocket League, right? Because those
Rocket
things are really
League,
all about collaborative.
Team building,
team efficiencies, and all that.
You can even go 2K.
That's so funny enough, a lot of these are on our list, right? Like a lot of these are, even Rocket League specifically, like I think it had like a $6 million tournament. Rocket League is dope. Rocket League is hella fun, right?
I can't do the fucking flips. That's where I get fucked up.
You gotta boost proper. Come on, man. You gotta. And so it's funny because I wasn't really into that game. I forget who it was. I think it might have been you, Ivan.
Oh, yeah, 1,000%. I love that game.
Like,
I'm a plat 3 right now, my boy.
Oh, man, you're better than me. I just play unranked. I just be out here vibing.
Okay. Sorry, I just want to drive cars.
The challenge button has been activated.
The challenge button's been activated, guys.
Okay, what does this mean?
My name is Producer Pete.
Ooh. Okay.
And this is the latest I've ever joined an episode.
we vibing.
So when you hear that the challenge button hasn't been activated, it's time for a game, it's time for a challenge, and so I'm going to push it one more time.
The challenge button has been activated.
Games are our favorite.
Dun, dun, dun.
So I'm going to lay out the rules. We're going to be doing 5 questions, video game Jeopardy.
Oh, awesome. This is fun.
So, you guys.
We have no idea what's going to be.
I hope they lose. I always am rooting against them. When you guys want to buzz in, you say B for bad business. You guys say V for VGA.
It's too close. B, 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 B,
listen to you.
B, B, B.
So, B and V, okay. I don't care. I thought about it. I don't care.
Not that much.
I thought about it before you pointed it out. Before you guys pointed it out, I thought maybe giving them A, but they're V.
So we should be A.
So you're A?
G.
But I thought you were B.
All right, pick your letter.
Let's go with G.
I want to be the number.
I want to be X.
All right, so what number are you?
X.
Like Elon Musk.
Elon Musk.
All right, pick your team. Pick your team symbol.
Ivan said he wanted to be a G.
No, you said G.
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 G. All right, it's G versus X.
X. We're okay. X.
There we go.
All right, the rules for this game
are X videos.
You do not have to wait for me to finish the question to buzz in.
Okay.
You can buzz in at any time, but if you get it wrong, you guys are out for the question.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Once you make a single guess, that is your locked-in guess. There is no final answer. There is no deliberating. So the second, so whatever you say after you say X or G, I think those are the letters. The next words out of your mouth or the next words said by your team is your answer.
So, okay. So he speaks for me. And I speak for him.
Yep.
So one person says the letter and the other person gets it.
So if you guys say X, if you say X and then Danny says, right. Excuse me, that's the answer. That's the answer. No coughing, no uhs.
Yeah, no. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, no. And you have to answer in the form of a question.
It's
been activated.
I hate this game.
Well, it's convoluted on purpose.
Hey, all right. How's your Arnold Palmer going?
Question number one. What year did Mario Kart Double Dash come out?
Oh.
X. 2002.
Fuck.
G. 2006.
The points go to Bad Business.
We're closer?
Yeah.
Wait, I
thought
2003. Oh, Danny!
I had it in my head that with that one, whoever got closest.
But wait, weren't we supposed to answer the questions by asking what is it?
What is when is
restart?
We both lose.
What year did Mario Kart
X, what is 2003?
There you go. There you go.
I don't like that.
There you go. You got. That's you guys fair. Get one That's point. Fair. That's fair. I forgot the about that. I threw it. I did.
I
appreciate you.
I think we should stay at zero.
Why Double Dash? Do you have an affinity for Double Dash?
What the fuck is Double Dash?
I do prefer Double Dash.
It's a great game. It's the best one.
They should bring it back.
The best one.
Yeah, yeah, I like it.
It was a lot of fun.
I don't like how they added all that flying and bullshit into the new one.
Yeah, I like too much.
I judge people based on who they play with.
I use a squirrel parachute.
Who do you pick?
Me, I'm a Yoshi guy.
Mm. I'm
Yoshi or Toad? Yoshi or Toad?
Toad.
Yeah, Yoshi or Toad.
I used to be Yoshi, but I'm a Dry Bones now.
Yeah, those are like the three acceptable characters.
King Boo.
He's too big. I don't like those bulky characters.
Yeah, I'm a Donkey Kong kind of guy. Okay.
I don't like big fat guy.
I like him chunky.
The challenge button has been activated.
All right. I like how that brings us back.
I feel bad at game shit.
Question number two.
Oh, I hear
it. At its peak in March 2010... this game had 83.76 million.
X, World of Warcraft. Fuck! What is World of Warcraft? Fuck!
It's also not, no. So it's on you guys.
Shit, what is it?
At its peak in March 2010, this game had 83.76 million monthly active users and was mainly played via Facebook. What game is it?
I should have listened to the rest of it.
Oh, this is... G, what is Farmville?
I wouldn't have got that.
I'll bet it's a head crush.
Farmville.
1-1.
Subway Surfers?
Flappy Bird?
What did you say? World of Warcraft?
Yeah.
Oh, no,
yeah.
No, 2010, though. That's not... I don't think that's accurate.
I was on WoW in 2010.
So was I.
That's a fair
one. I don't care, my guy.
The challenge button has been activated.
What game... Question number three. What game... did IGN award the best video game of 2023?
Gene. What is Elden Ring?
Really? Oh, wait.
Wrong.
Oh. What?
Senior's Double Dash.
This guy's hooked on 2023. That's probably the last
That's this game. Year, not 2003.
Oh, 23. Yeah. Oh,
the most recent game recent. Award.
Elden Ring. What is
he
Elden
just
Ring?
Said Elden.
What was it?
Pay attention.
I thought
wrong. What is it? What was it?
If I throw it up, do you guys think you could come up with it?
No.
If I give you both one more guess.
One more guess. Don't throw it up.
Consult.
Don't
consult
up.
With
don't,
your team.
Don't say any clues.
Consult with your team. I'm cutting the mic so they can't hear. It's just me on the mic. Oh, wait. Do you guys have yours?
Yeah.
Let them come up with theirs.
Tomatoes.
All right. They're not. All right. We're giving it to the other team. VGA.
Oh, I think.
J.
They get to go first.
J.
VGA gets to go first. Go ahead.
What is God of War Ragnarok?
Nope.
Oh.
What is Tears of the Kingdom?
I think it's a Zelda game.
Fuck!
Yeah, Zelda.
It's not Tears of the Kingdom.
The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, was the right answer. You did not get it right.
I said that.
Right now, into the microphone?
Tears of the Kingdom. Well, Legend of Zelda, did he call it by Tears
of the Kingdom? Tears of the Kingdom? So you guys, they get the point?
Yeah.
But isn't it supposed to say what is?
Oh, they didn't say what is.
Your own rule.
Yeah, they didn't say what is.
All right, I'm sorry.
It's always a Zelda game. If it's not another game, it's a Zelda game.
All right.
I didn't get to play it.
Okay, so we're 1-1.
The challenge button.
It's 1-1. Question number 4. What video game publisher makes the Fallout games?
G. Oh.
G. G.
Yeah, I say the X.
Bethesda. What is Bethesda?
No. For the steal.
What do you mean? He got it.
He said it. He said Bethesda. You don't remember the rules?
Oh, what is Bethesda?
That's fucked up. Oh, but
1-1.
I mean, but that is also like a layup question.
1-1.
You guys just got it wrong because you didn't say what is.
1-1.
And then they didn't get it
one,
right.
1-1. I don't like that.
Fine, we're going 1-1. Fine for all the marbles. Okay. It doesn't matter if it's 1-1 because this game is a potential 5 points.
Which we are.
So do you want to keep your 2-1 or no? No, they were staying 1-1.
Sudden death.
I like that.
Fair game.
Fair game.
Okay. Gentlemen.
We're in the gulag right now. Listen,
you get
out the gulag.
You get one correct. You get 1 point for every one correct. Once you start getting it wrong, it goes to the other team. And they can get the other points.
The challenge button has been activated.
We get it. Son of a bitch. What the fuck is this guy?
Question number 5. What are the 5 sports automatically loaded into Wii Sports?
G
got it. I heard G
first. I heard G first too. X, I should have picked X. It's hard to say.
What is bowling? What is tennis? What is
badminton?
Wrong! They get 2 points. If you get the next 3, you guys can take it home.
What did you guys say? Well, what is golf? Boxing and baseball.
Yeah, that's good. But also, it's just, are we going to be consistent with the what is?
They started with what is. They started with what is.
I'm just the type of person.
They were consistent.
They were separate. It was in a separate sentence. They weren't common.
You don't have to go, what is. He said, you guys said, what is
all these things?
So perfect. They got it.
That's perfect. And for one of the first times in bad business history, the bad business boys win.
Yeah.
Give credit to VGA, cuz I don't like saying what is everything.
And it's not easy to come here and win the challenge of the week. I agree. For once, I didn't weigh it against them. So they had a fair chance.
It was messy.
That's fair. But I also like that y'all knew your knowledge.
Oh, we played.
Y'all literally knew your knowledge. Some people talk games, but they don't play games. They don't know it. You know what I'm saying? Bro. So shout out to y'all not being phony. I like that. I like that.
The thing is, the questions are coming from somebody that doesn't play games.
That's bullshit. He keeps saying I don't play games. He does. And I don't appreciate it.
What do you play right now?
You want to know what I did? I'll share it.
It's like a dirty secret.
Because I came preloaded.
Oh.
I've been playing a lot of
Tetris. No pun intended.
I've been playing a lot of Tetris.
Ooh. Oh, big guy on the street.
No.
When, on the phone?
When you play Tetris on the phone, you win you win coins. And I won so many coins that I got a free night in the Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas.
You're a fucking liar.
I swear, I could pull up.
I will give you
the email confirmation.
Wait, yeah, I see that.
Because I'm going towards, I'm trying to get a second night at the Excalibur so that I could get a whole Las Vegas vacation off of my gaming. What's a gaming
I will give you credit for Tetris because they have been studies that if you play Tetris a lot, it like does something to your brain. It increases like some kind of like, I think it's like some kind of matter in your brain. It makes you smarter.
Your gray matter.
It makes you.
Ladies and gentlemen, all that says is Jason takes a lot of shits.
No, it means I'm on the subway. It means I'm on the subway.
You shit a lot. It means for a long time.
I'm on the subway. So here it is, your song of the week, God Knows by Don Smith featuring Cappy Coon.
It was supposed to be like this. Be like this, put my people in the street like this. Y'all can turn OMG like this. Can't believe that. What if it's supposed to be like this? What if it's supposed to be like this? First fruit, bittersweet, then rich. Hands up till we see that switch. Believe that.
Homeless man on the corner since I was 14. I swear by now I know him and I swear that he know me. I always pitch a dollar but never give him a dream. Can't give him hope knowing this situation won't change. We might shoot the shits, but our combo got no range. Charisma of a king, but I know that he see pain. Can't look him in his eyes when he's staring at my chains. This wasn't God's plan. Between invites to go chop a block though, to invites to bottles on yacht boats. My nigga, this not jokes. Where I'm at, I probably decline both. Can't juggle lifestyles when you walking on tight ropes. It's been a nice show, but we don't get to go home when they dimming the lights low. But I don't complain or run from pain, I go towards it. Used to try Nietzsche on if I couldn't afford it. Flirting up with the clerk and she let me get the law.
Want better seats at Summer Jam? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to upgrade you with dope seats. Come early to meet their healthcare advocates at 5 o'clock in the park outside UBS Arena. They're fighting for better healthcare for their friends, families, and communities. Join their movement for a chance to win. That's Sunday, June 2nd at 5 p.m. at Summer Jam at UBS Arena. Ticket holders eligible only. May hop by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.
On it. And now we calling shots like the bar closing.
You know it's a miscellaneous one that I enjoyed for the game purpose. Streets of Rage and Battletoads.
Oh yeah, dude, that was fire too.
That one was like, oh, what the hell's going on here?
They should have a Dominican Transformer that turns into a Pasola.
Yeah.
Fire. Or Honda Odyssey.
And then it just starts delivering. It just starts delivering Uber Eats throughout the whole city.
That's fucked up.
There's like seven of them parked outside my building at all times, and just people just leave them there. And they, because they do. No, I walked to the grocery store the other day, and I was counting them on the way to the grocery store. I'm like, I'm going to count every.
Well, oh, the Arab one is a plane?
Every delivery. No, I was just. No, because it's so much. You can, you make a lot of money doing it now. They make like 25 an hour. It's like a. It's not.
Yeah,
like
a lot of money.
It's not a bullshit job.
Not money.
No, it's not so much, but like for people who don't have like opportunities and shit like that. Like a lot of people are doing it. They're registering under other people's names. They're using other, like you'll get like, it'll be like Maria is coming and then like, it'll be like a guy and he'll be like, hey.
Oh yeah, the hubbies is training.
Cause like they don't have like socials.
Yeah, speaking of goddamn Mario Kart Double Dash, I ordered pizza last night.
What
and
the fuck?
Hey, would you let me make it through the sentence?
it's
the perfect fucking segue for exactly what we're talking about.
Okay.
Speaking of Mario Kart Double Dash, I ordered a pizza last night and it came on a moped with two dudes on it. The guy on the back had the item, Double Dash style.
Well, if you don't
and
have
the pizza
backpack.
Was all fucked up because the guy must have been shaking while the cheese was still hot.
He was holding on.
And I had to do surgery on that bitch in the oven.
He was probably doing the no homo back to back.
Nah, they were like jockey sized. They were right next to each other.
Oh, jockey's a good size.
They could fit on a bike, two of them.
Holds one handle, one
yeah,
holds the other.
Two dudes my size didn't fit on no bike.
That's great. I saw that this college kid, he was in school on like a esports scholarship for Overwatch. They banned him from the game because he used a curse word. He used some curse words on the game. So now he lost his scholarship because of that. Because he got kicked out.
What?
He got banned from Overwatch. Yeah. He got banned from Overwatch and now he's like kicked out of college. Basically.
I was about to speak on this.
Yeah, you speaking about yourself?
No, I always...
Oh, yeah, because he got kicked off.
I used to always get banned. No, I got banned from PlayStation Network during COVID.
Why?
Please talk to us about how you got banned from PlayStation Network.
Yeah,
I'm actually quite interested.
I was just cursing at people on Overwatch. I would be like, can you fucking switch? Can you fucking switch? Like, shit like that. And I got reported
that's
a bunch
exactly
of times.
What you said.
Yeah, I'm sure it was that.
All right, it might have been a little bit more extreme than that. It was nothing racist. All right? I curse at people. I get angry when I play games, and that's why I don't play Overwatch anymore.
Fair.
It pissed me off. I used to get so mad at that game. I don't know why.
Can't play team games, man. Can't play team games without friends, because at least your friends will understand when you yell at them.
Yeah.
Other people are just going to be like, yo, man, you're hurting my feelings.
If you're playing a five stack, you need a five stack.
That's why I do Warzone solos, so I'm not anyone else's responsibility.
That's why I like fighting games.
No, they literally banned me during the worst possible time you could lose access to your... Like, I was just alone in an attic... Down
Hello,
south,
darkness, my old friend.
Yeah, well, just, you know, I had nothing to do. I had to make a new account, and then I had to buy shit. Like, it was just, it was
the loneliest time in America, and it's the worst time to be mean to someone, Daniel.
Yeah. I was like, I was
pressured. Maybe if
you had a better attitude
than that 6 year old.
You're saying kill yourself to 5 year olds play Overwatch, go in Genji as support.
Because these kids aren't in school. Instead, they're getting cursed out by a Puerto Rican in the Bronx.
I pleaded my case to PlayStation Network. I was like, please, this is all I have. Don't ban me.
KYS.
Sitting next to his girlfriend, I have nothing.
I hate when they pull the receipts of what you said. Like, I got banned from Rocket League.
Wait! What is going on?
From Chat Menace? Are you like a menace online?
What are you doing? You're a keyboard warrior.
Right now, he's playing narrative-based games only because he's banned from everything.
Right?
Why are you wearing a microphone?
Is this how you started playing Fallout? No, I started playing like years. No, what were we saying on Rocket League? I got banned with you. We would be like, bitch.
Oh, yeah, it's your fault.
Bitch.
Oh,
bitch. We would say something, and then we would like turn the cars and make them come at the camera.
Oh, yeah. We got the white slime effect, and it looks like jizz. So when you win, you can just dance and stuff. So we would flip backwards and just nut on the
camera. Oh, yeah.
So we would be like, jizz on you, bitch. Jizz. And then
it would be fun.
I got banned from that.
It would be 4-3, 3 seconds left. And we'll just type in, come time. And then you have no idea what's going to happen. And all of a sudden, man comes splashing on the screen.
And then you get the 14-year-old you just did that to reported you immediately.
Oh, and then I like contested it. And they sent me the messages that we were like, we don't think jizz, come on you is sportsmanlike. Yeah.
I was like, sportsmanlike at all.
I was like, I was just like, you know, getting in their heads.
Dude, imagine if people, imagine if real, not to shit on video games, but imagine if like athletes, like LeBron dunks on like Jonas Valanciunas and goes, come, jizz on you, jizz on you.
To Danny's point, it makes better sport.
You agree.
I have to train for sport.
You will never meet anyone more anti-sportsmanship than me.
You can't taunt in football now.
You get
penalized.
It's a game. Once you enter the game, we all say, we agree this is a game. If you're mean in the game, that's the game.
I was just playing.
Yeah.
See, I think that's always been the contention, I think, with the FGC, right? Because, like...
What is FGC?
Oh, in the fighting game community.
Yeah,
right?
So, but I'm going to, now that I'm in, I can be like, for the non-gamers, I can be like, what is FGC? When you said it, I thought it was a governmental body.
It almost is, right? Yeah. Like, it's a secret governmental body because people get banned all the time and people get unbanned and all other kinds of crazy shit, right? Like, but in the FGC, I feel like, which is completely different from FPSs, right? First person shooters, where we are, you know,
teabagging?
Old school Halo, the Halo 2, Modern Warfare. People were savages in the lobbies, right?
Oh my god, I remember. Like,
we are probably contributing factors as to why there are so many bans on voice control and everything else now.
You literally kill someone and then sexually assault their dead body.
It's like, terrible. We were terrible people.
FIFA was, if my memory serves me right, FIFA was the first people that were like, okay, if you curse, that's your player will get a yellow card in like the actual game.
Yeah. Really?
That was the first thing.
That's
time.
Fire.
That was the first time I remembered it happening. And then ever since then, I feel like it evolved into like moderators.
Yep.
And like you can get kicked out for shit like that. But I remember that when they first announced in 2K and in FIFA, if you curse at someone and say these certain words, personal foul, tech, or yellow card, red card.
Yeah. I remember I used to be like, your uncle give me top, stupid. And my mom used to come in the house like, what? Your uncle give me head. Your uncle give me head. I fuck your dad. Because I don't like that mom stuff.
Now, one time.
But the uncle and dad's okay.
Yeah.
100%. It's a good twist. It's a funny twist.
It's like, I'm 12. I can't.
Well, you know, I'm not really doing anything with my uncle.
What are they going to say? You're good.
So is your dad.
Yeah, you know? Fuck your dad, dude. Yeah,
what's
yeah.
up?
Can't do anything
what's
about
up?
It.
I remember how about that?
I was playing Halo 2, and I was little ass kid, and I was like, that's why I fucked your mom. And my mom was walking by, and she burst in the room. She was like, did you? Like, just screaming, all like sudden, like making fun of me, and all the guys could hear it in the lobby. I was in like a ranked game. Everyone just starts dying. I quit so fast, and I was like, mom.
Oh, you embarrassed me in front of 50 faceless strangers.
Yeah, that I'll never talk to again. It was just, it was so bad.
But. Yo, but I feel like, so that's what's weird. Because now in fighting games, right, like the fighting game community has been built this way. Like we are built shit talkers. Right, we're probably better at shit talking than actually playing the game. And so with that, it's now like in a weird space because a lot of the other communities are more moderated than the FGC, right? Because then now we're in this weird space where, especially with Gen Z peeps coming in, and now even the future generation, they're a little. What's the best word? Not as articulate as we are.
Well,
passionate.
They didn't grow up where it was acceptable to hop on Facebook and do
right?
do and harassment.
Exactly.
The way that like they grew up with don't harass.
Exactly. You know? Don't, right. bully. Don't bully. Don't do this. Don't do that.
Well, and also don't talk to nobody for a year. COVID.
Yeah.
Right. But meanwhile, like in fighting games, it's pop offs are like one of the highlights moments where it's like. Yeah, like fuck you thought. What you thought this was. Or even like beef style where someone thought they nice. So, oh, you think you're better than me? Let's run the set. Run the first to 10 and see what's good. Then when you get 10-0'd, what's up now? What's up now, right?
There's also a dark side. Somebody got shot during a Madden tournament.
Yo, fact.
5 years ago.
I remember that. I actually remember that.
And that.
There's a video of like a, sorry to laugh. There's like a red dot on somebody's back during the live stream. And they're like, that was the gun.
Well, there's also like swatting and
was
shit.
Was it a blowout or was it just like he won by like one field goal from deep?
I think the dude popped off on him after the game and then all of a sudden a red beam just pointed.
Yeah. It was really bad. Like, and that's like that dichotomy now because we're.
Sorry to bring it so dark.
No, but you jumped a basketball court. Shit happens.
Yeah. Like, right. And I feel like it's also a testament to the time, right? Like, because now things are different, right? Like, when we were growing up, like, that wasn't happening as much. Or if you did get jumped at the court, probably get in a scuffle, may get a black eye or two, but then that's it.
You see me at the court tomorrow.
Right? Come back and, yo, listen, we're going to go back at it again, right? Or even in the shit-talking spot, right? Yeah. Understood that it wasn't taken at too hard as much.
I feel like shit like that, like getting shot at the Madden tournament, it's also these people, mostly video games are played in the confines of your home. And now, you're next to the guy. You're next to the guy, and that rage can be placed on a physical person for once, rather than the detached experience of playing at home.
Breaking controllers.
Yeah, breaking the TV.
Hitting walls, doing all other kinds of crazy things.
I guarantee the guy that shot the guy's got a bunch of holes in his walls. Tons of plaster.
Broken controllers.
Yeah, broken controllers.
I've seen someone put a hole in a wall in someone's house during a tournament.
During someone else's house?
Yeah, that was one of the craziest things I've seen. It was a house tournament. Smash Melee, actually.
Over Melee?
Yeah. The dude, literally, he lost. Once he lost, all I saw was him just go to the wall, punch a hole straight in it, and then walk out. And I was like, bro, this is his crib.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what happens next? Because if it was my crib, I don't know, man. Then we might have a Melee going on right now.
Do you know what characters they were using? I think it might make it funnier.
I know Captain Falcon lost, right? So he had a Falcon punch something.
Falcon, yeah.
That was the next Let's have some fun. Dream video game remakes. Take your time.
I need a Mega Man X remake.
That's one of my dreams, like a mature Mega Man style RPG,
mm-hmm.
like a
Mega Man's such a great underutilized property.
Like a Square Enix bought out the IP, like a Square Enix style Mega Man,
especially
like series
how they are
mature.
Now that they're like more action RPG,
and everybody likes Mega Man is a little older. So give us something dope.
Give us that.
I agree with that.
They were talking about remaking RE1 in the style of RE2 and 3 and 4. Like, you know how they have it now, like over the shoulder and shit like
Didn't
that?
Didn't they do
it? No, not RE1.
It's remastered.
What is RE?
Oh, Resident Evil. My bad.
Okay, all right. I'm getting down with it.
Yeah. You guys, my dream one is Mother.
He's in deep thought.
Oh,
Mother Earthbound? Yeah, they But like in the style of just free world, like open world RPG.
That'd be sick.
As NES, because that who doesn't like NES? Yeah, why not bring that character?
You know
back?
What? I don't mean to take this in the other direction, but I'm tired of remakes. I honestly am.
In the movie world, sure.
No, in video games too.
Video games are killing.
No, just because everything that's really come out for like this generation of consoles is anything that like really sells good is like a remake or like
Stellar Blade is going to be amazing.
There's not, I don't know, there's nothing really like that stands out that's like its own like original IP.
I got two beautiful remakes.
Tetris?
No, one Tetris remake. Hey, are you going to Vegas?
Over the shoulder Tetris.
Are you going to Vegas?
From like the sky view.
Are you going to Vegas for free?
I am not.
Yeah, I am. Two things. One of them might exist and I might not be hip to it. Pokemon Stadium.
Whoa. I agree. That's a good one. That's
Pokemon
good one.
Stadium.
Yeah, that's a good
if they upgraded Pokemon
with the
Stadium.
The mini games.
Yeah.
The mini games are fun.
All that shit. And then second one, Slugfest.
Oh, MLB.
Where you could beat the shit. Yeah. You could punch the people. You could punch the people on defense.
You could literally charge the mound on every base.
It was a fighting game built into a baseball game.
You can't do that anymore with the climate we're in.
No, I think Blitz is different because
Blitz was cringier.
No, like, but it's different because what's it called? Fucking EA that makes Madden.
Yeah,
they own the rights to the NFL. That's why they don't have the 2K games coming out anymore. Yep. Like NFL 2K5 was like lit. But they, I think it might be the same like MLB. I think NBA was like that for a while until like NBA Live came back out.
So
but that
EA
shit was
owns
whack.
All those properties.
The show. I was just playing the show. I'm nice at the show.
I think they, they probably sold the licensing out.
I was about to say licensing.
We need big then. We need big.
But Slugfest. Slugfest was because the thing.
I
with,
like Slugfest.
What was the NFL one called again?
Blitz.
So that one was fucked up because it was
their
like,
bones.
Yeah, you're breaking bones. You're doing steroids. You're fucking steroids. Hookers. In Slugfest, it's like your head lights on fire and you can punch a guy. That's it's two escalations.
You guys got one yet?
I got three personally.
Go.
Hit us.
You hit us with two, I'm going to hit you with three. Keeping it in the sports realm, NBA Streets would be
yes.
one that I would absolutely love to see be made. I think...
I'll be nervous about it.
I wouldn't because you can't fail at such a game that was such a winner.
There.
It's the game is a winner. Just put more people, put more like make it modern, but don't make it corny.
They had that one with Mario in it.
Hey, I didn't mind when they had Mario.
And they went ham actually.
I didn't mind that.
I feel like it was a fail because I feel like they left the aspect of arcade style, like it's just cartoony. Mm-hmm. NBA Streets 3 was so hyper realistic.
You know what they should do?
Like,
you know what they should do? They should take the Ice Cube's Big 3 League. And make a game for it, like NBA.
There is a Big Three. Isn't there a Big Three free to play?
Yeah,
there's a Big Three free to play.
I didn't know.
They have a game called the 3v3.
Is it like realistic?
No. Cartoony.
Oh, it's cartoony.
Yeah, make it out like NBA Jam. I like games like that. I don't like shit that makes me think too much.
I would like a NBA Streets 2 style game again.
Then there's two fighting games. One comes from my favorite system, the Dreamcast. Power Stone.
Power Stone,
in my opinion, was one of the best fighting games ever created.
Facts.
And then lastly, I'm going to end it with Rival Schools Project Justice.
Hell yeah.
That game, in my opinion, is probably... It's just no comparison to
I'm
it, really.
I'm familiar with that one.
It's...
Rival Schools, Batsu.
That's great. Batsu.
They have like...
Sakura came from there too, I think.
Yeah, they got a lot of... They have Hideo Kojima as a character in the game.
Yeah.
Like, they have a lot... It's just such a quirky lineup, but it all makes sense.
It was fun.
It all makes sense. And it was just such a... It like... I love Soul Calibur, but I just think that game had a different like edge to it that I really appreciated about it.
Did those guys leave to make EX Lair? Are those the same people?
I think a few of them.
Some of them
right?
left to make
it's
EX
very
Lair.
Similar
yeah.
game style.
Yeah. yeah. A few of them did leave, but it was just... Once I just saw they stopped making it, it was just...
I agree. It's such a great IP. The characters are amazing. And it's just an interesting like concept. Like people fighting at school. So
it's
good.
So
Ivan,
good.
You got something?
What about
I got something. Oh
he got
God.
His. I watched him get it.
I was like, this is it. Yeah. No, So I've been playing my PS Vita. I love like modded, you know, stuff like that because I've just been able to play that. Xenogears. I think I'd want to remake Xenogears. I just love like RPGs like that. Like Japanese RPGs are so good. Like those are those obscure ones.
My brother be into that heavy. I think he put mad hours into Persona 5. I think it was.
So did I. I put way too much, like 150 hours.
Jesus.
Like no, bare Christ. Minimum is 120. Yeah, no, I do not play that long of video games. I really don't because I feel like that's just like it's so much of a time sunk. But it's 2020 during the pandemic, so I said, "Yo, I got all this time to play all these games from the PlayStation 4." And so, one of them was obviously Persona 5.
Every time I walked by, he was playing that.
It's a movie, and that's the thing. A lot of these narrative based games are just like movies, so like you just have to sit with it and just kind of like keep going with it. But that's a good game though. It's a good game. Highly recommend.
Yeah, you have 100. I'll give it a shot.
If you have 130 hours randomly, you know, just by all means.
Well, it's too bad Brandon left because I was just about. I put so many hours into Fallout just like that. Fallout 3, New Vegas 4. You guys check out the show?
I saw the first episode, loved it so far. I love it.
I finished the season.
I finished the season as well.
I threw up my back on it.
I heard it's great.
And I was stuck in my bed. So I finished it while I was recovering. Phenomenal.
Yeah, I really liked it.
I really liked it. It was on last episode, but I'll reiterate it. Last week, right before we recorded, I bumped into the character actor, Michael Emerson, at the grocery store with Barack. Wow. That motherfucker's in Fallout.
Wow.
And then, but the funny thing is, and I don't want to spoil
too much.
No,
don't spoil it. Don't spoil
it. I can. No. Without, I can say it without spoiling it.
Okay, good.
Okay.
He only is credited as being in one episode.
Yeah.
But he is present
throughout. He is present throughout.
But he's present throughout. And now, embedded with that knowledge, I want to ask him if he got paid for every episode, because his likeness is in pretty much every episode in the season.
I like what you said, because watching the first episode...
He's not in the first episode.
He is. There's a picture of him when they write him down. And
so that means his likeness is in every episode. So it's
in the first episode.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's introduced
towards the end. Yeah.
He's also the guy with the glasses from Lost.
He
shot his grocery stores right there. Me and Brock bumped into him at the grocery store.
Tell him the story.
Well, I saw him in the grocery store, and then I ran up to Barack because I just bumped into Logan Paul 45 minutes before.
That's hilarious.
So I was like, Barack.
Wow, how do you get...
So they were just here. They were just walking around in the area.
Huh.
So I bumped into Logan Paul, and he knew that. So I said, Brock, you gotta come with me. We got to stay together because there's an actor in here. I don't know who he is, but it's a famous actor. And I got to show you him. We go throughout the whole store trying to find this motherfucker. And then finally, when we get to the checkout, he's right next to us. And then my favorite part is I said, hey... And then he didn't respond. I just go, fuck. And then after a long pause, he turns around. I just go, hey, are you an actor? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, were you in, what did I say, Boardwalk Empire?
No, you said Westworld.
Westworld. I thought he was in Westworld. Because I know he plays a creepy doctor, Westworld. He's like, no, Lost, Saw, blah, blah, blah. He lists a bunch of things. As soon as he said Lost, I go, Lost. And that was pretty much it. He was like, yeah, thanks, man.
All right.
He bumped into the guy who plays the doctor in Fallout in the TV.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. I have you seen it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm on episode 4 now.
Okay. I won't spoil nothing, but it was very exciting to meet him and then 3 days later be sitting at home and this motherfucker pops up on the TV. I was like, that's a guy from the grocery store.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, at least he left the grocery store with his head.
Yeah. Hey. See, that's a bigger spoiler than anything I said.
Yo, yeah, I'm on episode 1 now.
I'm on episode 1. I just finished episode 1.
Oh, GG's.
GG's.
Damn. What's it called?
So but I got no spoiler mark or something. I need to know.
It's just funny that, like, you know, that Halo show sucked so bad. And, like, now you see, like, this is, like, a real good, like, game. The Last of Us was good.
I was about to say that Last of Us was phenomenal.
I was about to ask what the worst video game to TV or movie adaptation is.
Street Fighter.
The what first Street Fighter movie?
No. Sorry.
You're talking about with...
He said game.
I like that one.
That thing is legendary.
He said game to TV show.
Koopas.
Game to TV
or movie?
Movie.
Oh,
yeah.
Movie. Okay.
Yeah. Game to...
I take back the Street Fighter. Yeah, I was thinking the Chun-Li one.
Okay, that Chun-Li one was a little mid. That was with Lana from Smallville, right?
Yeah, but I was also thinking the Dragon Ball Z, but that's not a video game.
What, Evolution?
Evolution could be kind of, but not really. But not really. No, it's an anime. So I mean, it's from anime, it's manga adaptation.
That's what I said.
Wait, yeah. Totally random, but like still on the same topic. Have y'all seen that Mortal Kombat movie that came out in 2020?
The HBO joint,
the latest one.
We rented out a whole entire theater to watch the Mortal Kombat movie. Yeah.
The HBO joint, right?
It was alright.
Yeah, no, I just said it was bad. I was like, you know, just want to see if people watch it. It was decent.
Nothing's better than the first one.
Yeah, the original OG one, yeah.
All that music.
Well, I think is a game that would be perfect for a TV show is BioShock.
Like, I've heard that a lot now, too, right?
Like, I would just love to see that.
That whole universe is just,
you know,
like,
that's
so
what, that's my top 5 games of all that series. Yeah. It's like,
what do you think the most successful adaptation is? Because I'm thinking...
Last of Us.
Probably Last of Us.
No, I'm thinking...
Last movie or show?
Show or movie.
Last of Us.
Oh, no. One movie that I would throw in is the last Mario Brothers movie that came out.
Oh. Mario Brothers.
The Sonic Adventure movie, part one and two.
But I hear you, but...
Fire. But have you guys seen the Sonic Adventure 1 and 2?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, my God.
Really good.
Those are good movies.
Part 2 was amazing.
Oh, my God.
I didn't see the Sonics, but I played the games. Oof, I put so many hours into Raising Chao.
Yeah. Sonic Adventure for the Dreamcast is one of the best games ever made. And also, shouts to the Dreamcast for having the best memory card in any video game, console history.
Dreamcast was ahead of its time, man.
The best.
Chao were hilarious because, like, there were things you would raise, and, like, if you wanted them to be a certain way, you would have to beat the shit out of it.
Yeah.
You would literally have to abuse the Chao. Just like.
That was parenting back in the day.
You would just, like, pick it up and just throw it. Like, imagine doing that to a baby. Like, I want you to be cool. Like, I was throwing it.
I was going to argue that probably the most successful crossover of Pokemon.
Well, I think it started off as a game show.
No, the TV
show. I mean, as a video game. It started off as a video game.
That's a video game to TV adaptation.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
Those episodes of fucking Pokemon.
You're right.
They last the test of time.
I mean, no one puts that there because it's like, I don't know, just such a powerhouse.
Who's that?
Because it was built in tandem with each other. Like, yeah. The plan was always to have it's the
not, oh, just because they had a plan?
It's like G.I. Joe and He-Man.
Sue them, they had a plan.
No, I mean, it's like G.I. Joe. It started off as a toy, but also they needed, it came out as a package deal with the TV show. Because they didn't want to keep spending money on commercials.
And that's less valid than a Sonic movie that comes out fucking but 20 years.
But the thing
years.
Is, Sonic put its mark on the world through video games.
And Pokemon
years.
Didn't?
I don't know. It was just so close to each other. That's all I'm saying.
I think there's just different expectation, right? Like because with something that was built in tandem like Pokemon, right? You're just gonna wind up with
package.
A scenario that like
trading cards.
It's like, the same as hip hop heads. This ain't the real shit. This was the plan.
I think
Pokemon
not,
was an industry plan.
It's not even taken away from it. I think it's just
he
that
said yes.
We don't He's have playing. Expectation for Pokemon to not be good at this point. Whereas, yo, people were scared that Chris Pratt got voiced as Mario, right?
He did a good job.
That's because the last Super Mario movie was such a piece of shit.
Oh, John Leguizamo as Luigi.
I watched it a lot growing up, but also my bar for what was good was very low.
Like, well, yeah, you were a child.
My
brain wasn't developed yet.
I think even with, like, even comics, too, right? I mean, we're probably, like, sidetracking there, but I think even most, like, comic adaptations were kind of trash, too. And it's not until, like, recent now where people are really trying to give, like, that, you know, respect and, you know, for what it is.
100%. Yeah.
Iron Man really started off with John Favreau, really, like, the director of that shit. He really kicked off that whole shit.
Yeah, he did it.
John Favreau?
Favreau. He's pronouncing everything wrong.
I'm sorry. Fuck, I don't know.
It's Chao.
Chao.
Okay. I was about to hit that.
Whatever.
Chao.
What did you call it?
He said Chao. I didn't want to.
What do you want from me?
Eris Aries? or Aerith, yeah. So listen, like we were, like I'd be like that.
I think the worst word I ever mispronounced, I called a Cajun Cajun. One time, I was like in high school. I was ordering Popeyes. I was like, "Can I get the Cajun sauce?" And the girl I was with just started dying laughing. The employee started dying laughing. I'm just there like, what? Like,
I have a homeboy that I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to embarrass him. But instead of lettuce, he said lettuce. And when I heard that, I had it like literally, I just had to let it marinate. Like, lettuce, what is he trying to say? He's like, oh no, yeah. I got a sandwich with tomato, lettuce. And I was like, lettuce.
Yeah,
and that's when I realized this motherfucker is one of my favorite people in the world. Lettuce.
Nah, lettuce type flagrant.
It's the final part of the show. Let's make predictions for next week.
So before we start this week's predictions, I want to run through last week's predictions for this week. So this is how it works. You guys have to give us a prediction that has to come true by the next time we record.
Okay.
So this year, since we've started this tradition, Barack is 1 for 7. That's 14.28%.
He keeps predicting that different brands will collab
we'll
with Garfield.
We'll get there.
Okay.
I'm 1 for 6. I'm 16%. But Danny's 4 for 10 at a stellar 40% success rate. Yeah,
I cheat. I just do sports shit.
It is a smart thing, and we never think about it until we get to this moment. I have no idea what we're going to predict. You guys will get to predict something, as all of our guests do. Here's
the stats from last week. Barack said that Panera Bread and Metro Boomin will collab. And then he also said that, and I don't know how this
Metro Boomin's been all over the news, though, so you got, you kind of.
I was close.
No, you weren't.
Metro Boomin's been all over the news.
When we recorded last week, his diss had already been out for 2 weeks. Okay. He'd been in the news. Secondly, you said, and this one's more confusing, they will find the Book of Secrets. No one has uncovered any book of any secrets, so you're 0 for 2. I was 0 for 2 on the Knicks being in the play-in and the Sixers not being in the play-in.
Yeah, they finished with the second seed, asshole.
I know. And then Danny was technically, we'll say, 1 for 3 because you were guessing UFC outcomes. Only one of them was right. Yeah. Whaley won. Gauchy lost. Oliveira lost. Whatever. But you presented it as a parlay.
Yeah.
So you could... We're giving you 1 for 3 generously.
Yeah, it got to a point where I wanted Wei Li to lose just so that I would, like, clean sweep.
Go 0 for 3.
Yeah, completely. I was like, fuck it, that's funnier than me.
Either way, it would have only dropped you to 30%. Yeah. So that's fine. But it's time for the predictions.
It's the final part of the show. Let's make predictions for next week.
VGA goes first.
And it's just any prediction, right?
Hey, dude.
Cool. So on Saturday, April 20th at 2:30 p.m., Wolves goes against Arsenal. Arsenal will lose against Wolves 1-2.
Oh, I'm going to take these parlays.
I watch soccer, and you really think they're going to lose?
Because Arsenal has been they just lost against Bayern today.
And they lost.
They just lost today.
They lost the last game on Saturday.
Yep.
And so the Wolves Liverpool won.
Yep.
And Wolves won. I watched that game. I made money.
Wolves are a hidden... Like, they're always the secret ones who are always, like, upset, especially now with the three-legged title race between Man City, Liverpool, and Arsenal. Arsenal will flop because they just will. Arteta's not ready for this. We have now also for Man City. Man City's already used to this. They're not new to this. So, hey, but they did lose.
This guy knows his fucking soccer. I'm sorry. Football.
Football. Yeah, it's okay. No, my friends always ask me one of our dear friends has asked me for these numbers. But yeah, that's like my hard prediction. I'll pass it over to my friends.
That's strong.
The way you presented
hey,
that.
I'm going Wolves.
Yeah. I just have a voice for it. That's it.
It was so confident.
One of my best friends is an Arsenal fan, and we always text back and forth. I'm shocked. No, they're not the underdog. I'm certain that
Wolves
that
are
Wolves are the underdog.
Wolves are the underdog.
I'm going Wolves.
Yeah, you're going to go with Wolves.
You throw some money on the Wolves, you'll make money.
I'm going to go savings.
And extra, they score within the first 15 minutes.
Bonus points.
What's the name of the team that we have in Yankee?
Oh, NYCFC, one of the greatest people of all time. Yeah, they're pretty trash right now. But it's like, we talk about that for another different pod.
Hey, Luigi.
I believe the New York Rangers, who had just came off of their best season in their franchise history, will win the first two games in the playoffs.
Who are they playing?
I can't remember off the top just because I have a million things in my head, but I know that they play this Saturday. Wait, we got technology in front of us. Ivan, help me real quick, my friend. So we could be aware, but I know they...
Is it Pittsburgh? I'm bugging.
I don't think it's Pittsburgh. But they definitely are on fire. They're playing really good. I'm getting a really 90s feel from them.
Yeah. 94 when they won the Stanley Cup.
And it's not even just because their team is just scrappy and they've been fighting every 10 minutes, but it's just you could see the hunger in them.
Yeah. Rangers Capitals.
Rangers Caps. There you go. So, yeah, they'll win the first two games. Easy, because that's just what New York's doing. We're winning all the way around. Yeah. Even the losing Mets have finally came back and almost close to 500.
Yeah. So, how about the Knicks?
I am a Spurs fan since 98.
God,
I love.
Seems like your boy just learned that.
So
I respect it.
When New York wins, we all win, right? I'm a Spurs fan, but I'm always going to support New York.
Yeah.
That's just because who I am. I would love to see the Knicks, and I feel it. Although Julius Randle's out, I really feel like
they're coming together.
I think they either, if not the Eastern Conference Finals, they could win the whole thing straight up. There's no chemistry for any team overall right now.
Yeah.
Everybody has an injury or everybody's not consistent.
Yeah.
But you know who is consistent? Jalen Brunson.
He's the fucking
solid
man.
OG Anunoby, he's went like 20-3 since he's been with the Knicks. Like,
yeah.
He has it. That was the best trade they could have done. I'm sorry. Like,
I miss RJ, but like it had to happen.
Listen, RJ
quickly
rejected
too.
Jammer, get out of here. Like, OG has been doing his thing, and I really hope the Knicks win, because think about it. The Rangers are on the playoffs.
Wait, hold on. Can you give me 1 second?
Now it's time for your VGA Sports Minute.
Hell yeah.
You have 1 minute on the clock. Keep going with the sports.
We are back. Once again, it is VGA in the Sports Minute. I have Navis on the side of me, the futbolista, and we are here talking about soccer, football, or whatever they was want to call it.
Soccer bitches.
And what do you got to say, my friend?
No, that's all I have. I thought we were going to talk more about to Brandon. Or were we still here?
How do you feel about Wemby as a sports fan? A Spurs fan.
Wemby is going to need a lot of help because I don't care how tall you are, how great you are, you need support. Yeah. And when you don't got support, listen, we could go down teams, basketball, sports, team everything, where it's like this one person needed another person. Once the Transformers came together.
Dwayne Wade.
That's it. So Wemby needs support. And there's 10 unrestricted free agents this season. We could get Paul George, Russell Westbrook. I don't want James Harden. I'm not a fan of James
Harden.
He's
kind of a cancer.
Kind of is an understatement. He is cancer. Like, yeah. I'm sorry. But there's just other people. We got to...
And there it is. There your it is. VGA Sports Minute.
Kerry Kittles. We still need Brandon's prediction. We need predictions. I don't even know what I'm predicting yet.
I predict in 2 weeks, Brock is going to make a correct prediction.
It's the final part of the show.
That's a long prediction. Shit, what do I got?
I got it. I think the Wolves are gonna win this Saturday.
Are you riding that?
Alright, my prediction. I say Drake finally responds to Rick Ross. In a verse.
Yeah, it already happened.
Drake didn't say anything.
He has a song that's out.
Right now, it just happened.
No, it's been out for days.
Push-ups?
No, not push-ups.
Not push-ups.
Response back, because he said one line to Rick Ross. Rick Ross did a whole verse on him. Now he has to respond back.
So we're getting another Drake diss.
Drake and Kendrick.
And Kendrick's saying something?
Combo. And if they don't both go out, it's done.
What if this is all just a gimmick and they all come together a monster album?
That'd be fire.
Motherfuckers are conspiracy theorists about everything nowadays.
Ever since the pandemic, you don't know anything. Anything can happen, right? We could step outside and find $1 million in the briefcase.
Damn, I fucking hope.
I hope. And then we could all go to Vegas with the Tetris man.
Yeah, we could split two rooms.
Just put it all.
We just put it all on red. Fuck it.
Yeah. And another prediction. I think Jason, producer Pete, will finally get the second night at the Luxor.
It'll be at Excalibur. I've used all my credits at the Luxor. But I'll write it
Excalibur.
In.
I also have a rap related prediction. I think something's going to come out with Kendrick Lamar either cheating on his wife or his wife cheating on him. Because he seems a little hesitant.
Fragile.
To respond to Drake. And I think maybe there's something there that he has ammo on him. I don't know. So something. I love Kendrick though. He's one of my favorite rappers of all time. But something's gonna happen there.
And my prediction,
or a sex tape gets leaked of somebody in that whole thing.
You gotta pick a sex. Who's sex tape?
All right, Rick Ross sex tape. All
right, you got Rick Ross sex tape and Kendrick cheating scandal. And I'm only gonna have one prediction this week. And I believe there will be an E. coli outbreak in either Thailand, Canada,
what the fuck's your problem,
or United
bro?
States.
What the hell is your problem?
What?
I don't like that.
Wait, you said fucking beat. You went with rap stuff. They did sports stuff. I went with E. coli. All
right, here's a sports prediction.
No, I just said.
No, the Heat beat the Sixers tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, well, keep fucking up your numbers.
Yeah.
They're up by five.
I don't
right
give
now
a fuck.
Sixers are up by five.
You know what else I predict? Never mind.
Yeah, suck my dick.
Actually, has anyone seen the latest X-Men episode?
No. I gotta pick up. I remember Storm leaving because she lost her powers. That's where I left off. I wanted to binge. GGs. I want to binge so badly. I'm waiting.
You must. You absolutely must.
I have
must
to can't wait.
I haven't seen today's. It came out today, right?
It's like Invincible. Like you watch one episode, it's like, where the fuck's other ones? I'm not watching shit anymore until they give me everything.
You gotta read Invincible. So, super good.
I know my boys. Yeah.
So then you know what? If that's where you're at, I predict Storm is not gonna get her powers back this season.
You asshole.
How would I check that? Well, she hasn't got it. Watch the show. Will that be out by the end of this week? Will we know if Storm gets her powers back by the next time we record?
Well, it sounds like it's potentially like a season long arc.
Yeah.
So we're gonna say that we could always count that as a no because we're not gonna figure that out by next Wednesday.
That's fair.
But to wrap things up, you guys said we're talking about an event you guys have coming up.
Power Up Fest.
So event, I'm gonna give us flowers. an event is an understatement. For the first time in our history,
the extravaganza, we're producing a festival
called Power Up Festival. So an event is just, we've produced a lot of events. So last year we had our beer lunch. We're New York City's first gaming organization to have our own beer.
Also, big shouts to Bad Business Pod.
Yeah, we're Bronx Brewery. We're Bronx Brewery alumni, all of us.
We're actually heading there after this.
We are. We're going to East Village to watch the
Shouts to Bronx Brewery for providing two beers for us, produced, right, on their end. Last year we had Power Up that came out. We booked Jim Jones originally to perform for us. However, there was an audible on the play, and we got Joel Santana to perform.
Woo!
We had Max Glazer, AQ, YoQ. We just had a plethora of artists perform, and it was a free event. I mean, when do you ever get to see one of your icons for free?
For free, yeah.
In the South Bronx at a brewery. So we did that last year. We had 786 people pull up. It was historic in every single avenue. And what we've been discussing is, how do we up it up? How do we power up? And we're doing a festival this year, May 11th, on a Saturday from 3 p.m. to 11 o'clock at night. We have released not all the promotions.
So now stuff. I understand the dynamic. They're the tech guys. He's the pitch man.
100%. 1,000,000%. I'm a logophile. I'm a lover of words. I put words together, right? Mm. And one of the things about this festival is, there's nothing like this in the Bronx, in an underserved community, in an underserved borough. You know, let's keep it a buck. We're just three. We're along with the team. We're producing something that we're giving back. You know, our tickets are not going to exceed a price point like Coachella ever. We're trying to keep it a community base. All of the DJs, community based, but they're also still huge names. We have huge talent performing. We're going to have a plethora of vendors. Not only are we going to have vendors, we're going to have free games for people to play, carnival style games. Food, prizes. Definitely prizes.
Woo!
Definitely.
You let us know if you need Bear Business help.
Yeah, 100%. And this is where I say the word community, because this is a festival. We're expecting 500 to 1,000 people. That is, it's just 15 of us, or basically 15 of us, against 1,000 people. So, yes, there will be help needed. How? I don't know, but what I do know is, as Elite Swear, one of the biggest helps is y'all allowing us to be here, but also y'all spreading the word through your podcast, telling your friends, let your peoples know. As corny as cliche as it sounds, in the digital world, like, share, comment, all of that, because it just takes one person to change your life. And that's where VGA, like, we've been vulnerable with our communities, right? We've been out there, we've been doing all of this, giving away Xboxes, PlayStations, and opportunity and everything, but it just takes one person to see, hey, those guys are doing amazing. Here's a quintillion dollars. And then that's it.
We're waiting for that.
Gotta live differently. Yeah. And I strongly believe predictions that will happen one day in our future, because we're hard workers. We love our community. We love our supporters. We love all those who are just genuinely with us, because they see the passion that we have. It's just, we're little kids. Yes, we're adults, but we honor the little kid in us. That's why we game the way we do. We produce things the way we do, because it's important. May 11th, 3 p.m. to 11 o'clock at night. Tickets are still available. We have a major announcement.
Go ahead.
Our guest performer this year, full circle moment. Last year, we were supposed to have Jim Jones perform. We had Joel's. Well, guess what? We got Jim Jones as our surprise performer. We got the weatherman. We got the weatherman who's going to be performing with us as our special performance. Tickets are still available. They're only $30 right now. Where are you going to go somewhere to see it? Get games, drinks, food, vendors, Jim Jones talent for $30. You're not going to see that nowhere. But we strongly believe that the more people that come, they can see what we do, and it leads to season 2, season 3, season 4, where we keep doing this on an annual basis, because nobody's doing what Video Game Amateurs are doing, and we're doing it because we do it for the love of it. We passionately love everything we do, and May 11th, we would love to see Bad Business there.
Come kick it with us, you know what I'm saying?
Invite all of your friends.
Maybe a special show.
Our specialty is sitting up in the corner of some room. And record
and be a preach.
Yeah, right? And it's open to everyone. You know what I'm saying? If you got family, bring family. Bring your homies from the block, the same dudes that be playing CeeLo all day. Let's go play CeeLo in the brewery, but just come to the brewery. Buy your tickets, come kick it. But That's me elaborating on what we're doing May 11th. Navi's giving us a couple of other words in regards to it.
You
want to
talk about RB?
What's that?
You want to talk about RB? Because we didn't even really talk about RB.
Yeah, no, yeah. We have some really great you know, brands who really like love what we've been doing, and they're also helping us as well. Shout out to Red Bull, who's actually been able to like kind of donate a stage for us. So we're going to have actually two different performances happening at the same time to really bring that whole festival experience.
Whoa. I'm excited
to see. So you're going to have the Bronx Brewery stage, like regular setup. And then there's another stage going on.
The Red Bull stage.
Wow.
And we're shutting down all of, potentially shutting down all of 135th Street. So it's a whole block that's going to be cut.
So it's not just it's not just in that brewery back here.
It's a block party.
The whole takeover.
It's a block party.
Wow.
Taking over the whole inside, outside, and the block.
Hell yeah.
Free Red Bull, I'm assuming.
So actually, we're having a special Red Bull cocktail mixed with Power Up. It's going to be called Star Power.
Woo!
And for, I like this. For each Star Power you buy, you get a free beer.
Woo!
Beautiful.
AKA drink, and I mean eat, and come get lit.
But that's smart, because the drink has the energy drink in it. You're going to have people going from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m.
All day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's, you're going to have to keep going. Remember, if you come out there, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint.
Oh, well, yeah.
Last Water all day.
Will be available, too. Everywhere.
You heard it here first. Big festival, Power Up Festival is happening May 12th.
11th.
May 11th. May 11th.
Jim Jones.
Jim VGA. Jones. VGA. Right. Red Bull Stage.
And you can, get, you can get the tickets on our bio, VGA MATEURS on Instagram. Hit us up, DM us. The tickets are there in their link. Go in there. Make sure to copy your tickets and see us there May 11th. Y'all going to see something really popping.
Fuck yeah, dude. And you, this is it, man. This is an amazing episode. Thank you guys for coming out. This is Barack.
This is Danny. And who do we have with us one more time?
We got VGA. Should we just leave it like that?
Names.
Names, of course. This is Ivan, a.k.a. Navi's with the at underscore N-A-A-V-I-I-Z.
I'm going to have back to Luigi, a.k.a. Stash. You can find me on IG, L-E-L underscore Bigotero, El Bigotero, B-I-G-O-T-E-R-O. That means mustache guy. You already know what you
And that is a wonderful mustache.
10 yeah. years in the making.
Damn.
10 years in the making.
That's like a child now at this point. Wait, is it named? You have a name for it?
I do.
Is it private?
Wait, what's the name? I've actually never heard the name for this.
Is it private? Or is it
Susie?
Come on, share it with us. No one ever makes it to the end of the episode.
To be honest with you, I'm going to tell you the prior name because it's 10 years.
It decade. Has a dead name?
It's been a decade. So I'm like, how do I advance the stash?
Your mustache went through a rebrand.
Straight up, it changed its own logos from being pointy to whatever it wants. The prior name, try to take a random guess. Just a random guess.
Susie. Chuck.
Spike. Miss Monsieur.
Close. Nah, honestly, it was just antennas. Because these are my little antennas. That was my little... Because it was just something that I literally was like...
Monsieur, you were close. It was antennas.
Monsieur. And this... My name is Producer Pete.
Oh, wait, Brandon.
Oh, hey.
Hola.
Just once again, in case you don't already know, it's your boy SB, a.k.a. Soul Brandon, a.k.a. Brandon Life. That is my at B-R-A-N-D-O-N-L-Y-F-E underscore. Find me here, there, and everywhere. And I'll see you. And Producer Pete, can we close it out?
Let's take it away.
The song of the voice. Week is a different Don Smith. And this is Mardi Gras.
Fuck yeah, Mardi Gras, Don Smith, yeah.
This is the old white Don Smith?
Yeah.
Yes. The best.
Party you'll ever see. Whoa, Mardi Gras.
Want better seats at Summer Jam? The New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice wants to upgrade you with dope seats. Come early to meet their healthcare advocates at 5 o'clock in the park outside UBS Arena. They're fighting for better healthcare for their friends, families, and communities. Join their movement for a chance to win. That's Sunday, June 2nd at 5 p.m. at Summer Jam at UBS Arena. Ticket holders eligible only. May hop by the New York Alliance for Healthcare Justice.